This is Charles Ackerlo calling to order the Board of Trustees meeting of the TV Public Infrastructure District. The date is June 25th, 2026, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Our physical location is at the on-site construction structure at 5864 Higley Lane in Grantsville, Utah. We welcome the board members here and all who may be participating. We're going to call upon Trustee Smock to call the roll and determine whether we have a quorum present.
So you have myself, Matt Smock, here present.
Mark Horn, present.
And Charles Ackerlow.
And we have present. A quorum.
All right. Having a quorum, we call the meeting to order, and we'll move ahead with the second item on the agenda, which is the adoption of the minutes from our prior meeting on June 9th. You trustees have had the opportunity to review these minutes, take a few more minutes and take another look at them and be sure that we've not misreported anything in those minutes. And then let's have a motion to adopt them.
Charles, I've reviewed the minutes and I'm good with them. What about you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll motion that we approve the minutes of the June 9, 2026 TV Public Infrastructure District Board meeting minutes.
I'll second it.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of the June 9th meeting of the Board of Trustees for the TV Public Infrastructure District. Is there any further discussion? None being, we call roll. Mr. Smock?
Aye.
Mr. Horn?
Aye.
And I vote aye. It passes unanimously. The minutes are adopted. We move on now to our public hearing segment. In this segment, we'll generally follow this format. We first will present the two budgets we are here to adopt today, the fiscal year 2026 amendment and the fiscal year 2027 final budget. And they will be presented by Mr. Horn. First, we're going to call upon our district legal counsel, Mr. Springer, to set the stage for how the public hearings will work, if in fact there are any people there that want to speak in the public hearing, and then what the rules are, etc. So I'll turn the time over now to Mr. Springer and let him give us our directions from here.
Okay, thank you. So yes, we will open both the hearing. They're listed separately on the agenda, but we'll open them together for one hearing segment. We will run a 3-minute timer. We have confirmed with our fiscal location there are people there.
Can we have you speak up? We can't hear you.
Yes, thank you. So Jay Springer, I'll just repeat that last section. We will open both sections of the public hearing together. It's one public hearing for both the amendment and the 2027 tentative to final. There will be a 3-minute timer. We do have people on site. We anticipate that they will want to comment during that. So I will run the timer from this end and let people know when that time is up. Also wanted to know, make the comment known that we did receive one written public comment that wasn't really regarding the budget, but it was from Ms. Dita Seed, including Brian Mensch, Joan Gregory, and Leah Larson, requesting the public be allowed to participate electronically. As this board has discussed in prior meetings, new legislation effective last month requires the PID to have an on-site location. No exception exists for districts which have no buildings. So this is the best option that we have to comply with that requirement. We have people on site to facilitate that meeting, and we are proceeding as it was originally noticed. With that, I will show on the share screen the budget. That one page shows both budgets, and Mark will go through it.
Yeah, I'll just point out a couple of things on the budget. For fiscal year 2026, a couple of the changes from our original budget. One is we changed it to reflect the entire amount of the bond proceeds that were received during the year. And two, down in the land improvement line, we were able to accomplish more of the improvement than originally anticipated on the ground. And so we increased the budget to accommodate that. If I go to the fiscal year 2027, we do anticipate completing those improvements, and that's what this budget reflects. Those improvements include the road improvements out there, all the undergrounds, work with Rocky Mountain Power, Questar, or Dominion, and our water system and water treatment system are included in that. And that's kind of the summary of those budget numbers.
All right. We will now open the floor for any public comment.
For public comment, please state your name and address, and then we'll start the timer.
My name is Allison Barton. Is this the only comment period?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, so this does not pertain to the budget either, but I am a resident of Murray, Utah, but I frequent this area, so I am concerned about the quality of water and availability of water. Most recently, I was here in April, and the mudflats just barely north of here were covered in water, and now they're not. I hear that we have to drill deeper to get any water for said water treatment plant. So if developers continue to have the audacity to imperil our water quality and quantity, we are not left with a beautiful lake, but a cesspool. People are changing a perfectly working pond in DC on a man-made pond, and the results are underwhelming. The algal blooms and hydrogen peroxide used to treat that problem pale in comparison to the issues Utahns will face. People are daring to do much worse here on an ancient, beloved, God-given lake in what will be the slowest and yet most avoidable death of a body of water. We will be left with lower quality water gummed up by industrial byproducts and peppered with microplastics due to the reverse osmosis process. Would you like, I'm asking the developer that if this goes through, I would like him to donate all proceeds to paving over dust remediation efforts and putting his name on those bricks to cover that dust. That will be as a result of this taking more water from the aquifer, which does in fact connect to the Great Salt Lake. Imagine the year is 2034. The developer has his name on every brick or every square foot of lake bed that he has exposed. Any visitors to this cemetery will be walking on the lake bottom, walk of shame, laughing at the audacity to further imperil our water quality and quantity. The state engineer is already cutting some of the most senior water rights in the Colorado River Basin area. Some of that water from Colorado River is being stolen to help Salt Lake County area. Why should someone even be applying to take more water and to release the dredges of that water? It will create more alkali water, which will result in faster evaporation. It'll result in lower quality. There will be no water. We already know that there's not enough water. That's all.
Thank you. Do we have additional comments?
My name is Camille Burt. I live in Grantsville. I don't know if you guys do the funding for the proposed data center, not data center, depending on who you talk to. If the data center goes through, it will not only deplete all of the water that we have here, it will be devastating for the animals nearby. The light is going to be horrible also. The steady hum, the constant pollution. If you guys have anything to do with paying for any part of that because I just came from the Inland Port Authority. They're claiming they aren't paying for any of it. However, I heard that they said that the data center people cannot build it without funds from the local authorities. So I'm urging you, if you guys have anything to do with funding a data center, to please not fund it. That is not something that the Tooele Valley and the residents here want, let alone most of the state of Utah. Thank you.
Thank you. Have anyone else on site who'd like to comment?
That's it. That's here on site.
Okay. I just checked my email again. I don't have any new comments. So, Chair, we are good to close the public comment portion.
Well, we thank the comments. We thank the folks who've made comments. We'll take all of that into consideration in all that we do. And we will now bring the public session to a close. We have before us a resolution to adopt the budget for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026, and a final budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2027. I assume, fellow trustees, that you've all reviewed this resolution. It is tied to the budget which has been presented by Trustee Horn. May I have a motion to approve this resolution?
I motion to approve the resolution as drafted.
It has been moved by Mr. Smock. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Horn. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Same sign. If the motion passes unanimously and the resolution is adopted. There being no other business before this Board of Trustees today, I will request a motion to adjourn.
No, I'm listening.
It has been moved to adjourn the meeting by Mr. Horn. Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
Seconded by Mr. Smock. We are now adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.